In Iraq, U.S. troop numbers are rising with the continuing surge, not dwindling as the Democrats want, and the Army needs more soldiers. We'll hear from a National Guard general in Oklahoma in a moment. First to Washington and reporter Peter Spiegel with the L.A. Times. He's got the lead story in today's paper. Peter, welcome back.
Thanks, Alex.
We want to try to understand what force levels are going to be. So what is the U.S. military deployment in Iraq now?
Well, we're about 145,000 troops, which is a slow and gradual increase from January when the president first announced the surge. And it's been part of the problem is that all the troops for the surge won't be arriving until about the June time frame when they'll get up to about 165,000 troops in country. So it's been a very slow progression to get to that 20 combat brigades inside the country.
Four National Guard brigades reactivated, this announcement yesterday. That's 12,000 to 13,000 troops going to Iraq at the end of the year. Are these additions or replacements?
They're actually more replacements because actually the Army has been talking for, even before the surge happened, about the need to get the National Guard back in the rotation. The problem is the promise made to the National Guard originally is we will send you overseas for a war deployment only once out of every 6 years. So when we thought this was going to be a short war, they were all sent very early on. Early in the war, about half of all troops in Iraq were National Guard or Reserve. The problem is, as we all know, this war went a lot longer than anyone anticipated. So the Army's been saying, look, we got to go back and retap these National Guard units. Otherwise, the active duty Army is going to be so worn out that we're not going to be able to use them anymore. Gates changed the policy in January, and this is the first time that we're going to have four National Guard brigades headed back to a war zone for a second time.
Okay, and Secretary Gates is thinking about extending the tours of units already there. Five brigades, I guess, another 15,000 troops who may still be there at the end of the year. So then what would the troop levels look like at the end of the year?
Well, that decision over whether to extend these guys is directly tied to the surge. The problem is, as the deployments now stand, we'll get to 20 brigades about the June time frame, but then units start coming home in August, July-August time frame. So we'll have 2 months of a surge. The Pentagon needs to find more troops to sustain the surge through the end of the year. So the options are, A, extend these guys for another 4 months so we can take them basically through the end of the fall, or find new soldiers who can fill in those places. The problem is there are not any more new soldiers left, and they're already sending guys back in the current wave of the surge with less than a year at home, about 10 months at home. They don't want to do that anymore. So it is a desperation at this point. Where do we find those additional five brigades to go up to 20? And right now the decision looks like it's headed towards extending these guys for another 4 months, so they'll have 16 months in Iraq.
So the goal is, at the end of the year, have about 160,000 troops there who are fairly fresh, fairly okay.
Well, it's going to be a mix. It's going to be a mix because, as we said, these five brigades that are going to be extended will be there for 16 months by the end of the year. What we're going to have to see is how once these guys end up going home, how do they then fill it at the end of the year? Now, Secretary Gates has also said that he thinks he would like to see the surge end by the end of the year. So, you know, basically right at this point, what they're trying to do is let's get ourselves to the end of the year. So sometime this summer, we can decide, is it working? Is it not working? Should we end it? Should we extend it? So I think what we're looking at right now, what we're seeing in terms of the Guard deployments and this new extension announcement is let's get ourselves to the end of the year, and then we'll be able to make another decision of how much further can we extend this surge into the new year without completely breaking the Army.
A little muddled, but about as clear as anyone could make it, I think. Peter, thank you again. Peter Spiegel of the Los Angeles Times.
Always a pleasure.